About 1,200 people in McLean County have contracted COVID-19 this year, and that is 1,200 individual times someone has been told, yes, the thing we're all worried about, you have it. Ryan Denham speaks to a Bloomington father who says the emotional toll is just as serious as the physical symptoms.
When Jason Borkhart of Bloomington learned of his positive COVID-19 test result last week, he panicked. Not for himself, but for his 8-month-old daughter.
She had RSV when she was only 2 months old, and that would be in February. And that's something that affected her lungs. And she had to go into the pediatric ICU. Like, she was in the hospital for a few days on a respirator. And so that was really, really scary for us. And so as soon as I got that result for something that affects your lungs, my mind immediately went towards her, right? Is she going to be okay? Oh my goodness, I've been breathing on her. So the first result was panic.
You okay?
Then it was, okay, what do we need to do?
So far, they've been doing relatively well. Jason and his wife, Brittany, also have a 3-year-old daughter. Jason is the only one of the four who's tested positive, though everybody has had symptoms at some point, starting with their oldest daughter. Jason is one of nearly 1,200 people in McLean County who's contracted COVID since March. Like many of them, he's not sure where he got it, and he never got sick enough to be hospitalized. But it's still no walk in the park. They feel kind of trapped.
And I'm positive until I'm out of my quarantine, right? So they have to do essentially 24 days of quarantine because their timers don't start until mine ends.
Jason says he was disappointed that his alma mater, Illinois State University, invited students back to campus. That's a decision that's contributed to a recent spike in cases locally. Jason says that the spike affects more than just campus, pointing to the McLean County Health Department's strained contact tracing efforts. Jason learned of his positive test result on August 18th, but he didn't hear from a contact tracer until 4 days later.
And that was like 300 cases ago, right? What is this going to look like soon? I don't think our community is going to have as many freedoms as we have gotten used to.
Before contracting COVID-19, Jason says his family was responsible about precautions, but they weren't shut-ins. Jason and Brittany both work from home for State Farm. Jason says he typically would only go out to go to the grocery store. They only saw the kids' grandparents a couple of times. After their isolation periods end, though, the Borkharts will have a freedom that few of us have, an ability to go places without worrying about contracting COVID for the first time.
Maybe we get on a plane now, right? Because we fought it off, or maybe we go... We're just less worried day to day because at least for the next few months, we're immune, right? Or so that's what everything says. So we've tried to look at that positive of being on the other side of we're looking forward to going to Raider Farm and not worried about how many people are there.
Jason says having COVID has not really changed what he thinks about the importance of masks and social distancing.
Knowing how careful we were and the fact that we still got it, and you walk around town and you see people not wearing masks and not doing the due diligence, it adds an additional level of frustration because you think about, okay, whether you believe you need to wear it or not, whether you believe it's going to help or not, it's kind of the socially responsible thing to do, right? So if you walk into a grocery store and you see 99 people wearing a mask and you see a sign that's saying, please wear one, and you think to yourself, no, I'm not going to do that, you're kind of a jerk, right?
One change he has made? Well, Jason runs a server where his family and friends can watch some of their movie collection. He recently added a pre-roll ad, a video commercial for Governor Pritzker's All In Masks campaign that you really can't skip if you want to watch a movie. Well, small victories. I'm Ryan Denham.
You can see interactive graphics showing current case counts and the testing positivity rate over time at our website, wglt.org.